Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime podcasts. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before we get today's show started, I got to remind you that Carnival of Combat is just around the corner. Saturday, November 4th, myself versus Tim Butterly, 3 rounds of action, a boxing match for the ages, plus a lot of other incredible action as well, including Crack Amico versus Dylan and the co-main event, Alex Stein versus Mike Harrington. Bunch of other fights, fan fights as well. Go to carnivalofcombat.com to grab tickets, to watch the pay-per-view, or to sign up for the fights yourself. Carnival of Combat, happening Saturday, November 4th in St. Petersburg, Florida. Go to carnivalofcombat.com right now for tickets.
Yeah, Shannon, get your fucking pen out. Notes, please.
Small moments of evil you would do, depending on other jobs you would have. You know how if you could put a lid on a coffee, but if you put it on the seam, it will drip on them?
Oh.
Shit like that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How have I not figured out what that drip is? Shit. I just thought that one out of every 30 or 40 coffee cups were extremely defective. And it was God. Like, literally the amount of times that I've screamed into the air, like, God, why do you do this to me?
Why are my cups so bad?
Why do I constantly... There's no way that this happens to anybody else in the world, but it's because it's on the seam?
It's on the seam. And they know that. And so either they're, like, going fast, but they know that more than anybody, or they're like, fuck this guy, I'm putting this on the seam.
But if you simply just turn it or no?
Simply turn it or take it off.
No way.
Get out of town.
Put it back on.
That's really it. I also had no idea that that was...
Yeah, right there.
Holy sh**.
So like that's a small evil you could just do to anybody.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you f***ing ready, mother goose?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Leaving room for all your great ideas.
That's true. If I have an idea, we need a thought bubble to go above my head. If there's no room for that thought bubble,
zoom in.
What up, doggies? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Chichi Benson, and this motherfucker. Sup, nooks?
What's Chichi Benson?
Chichi Benson's my alter ego.
Nice. Sup.
Sup. Yeah, well, it's my porn name. You know, the your first pet in the street you grew up on.
Chichi Benson?
Yeah, so Chichi was my first pet, and I grew up on Benson Street.
Wow.
So that's my name, but it's a great name.
I've been saying you need a nickname. You don't have any.
Yeah. What was your first pet's name?
My porn name was Max Greenoak, which I was like, that's not
Max
bad.
Greenoaks,
but Greenoak I think sounds better.
That's okay. What about you, Ari? What was your first pet's name?
First pet's name. I don't remember. It could be Bandit.
Bandit is your first pet?
It could be.
Bandit
could be.
Is a great first name.
Bandit Gaza Strip.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it?
Bandit Road to Nowhere.
What is the street you grew up on?
State Road 67.
State. Bandit State. No, it's not good, dude. It's not
Pebble.
Good.
I think it's actually Pebble.
Pebble.
You grew up on.
Bandit Pebble.
Well, I'd be Happy Irving.
Look, we have a great...
My favorite Sandler movie.
Dick Punisher.
We have a great show planned today. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. We're getting ready to go on the road. Tomorrow night, we leave for Europe. Come the fuck out. London, Glasgow, Belfast, Amsterdam. Amsterdam tickets are not selling well, folks.
Yeah, really?
No.
Amsterdam's a good city.
It's a Tuesday, Wednesday show. It's just not going as well as we wanted to. So let's get it moving, baby
let's
boys.
Go.
Come on. Get on that train. Get to fucking Holland. And either way, incredible show planned.
We're going to call it the Get on That Train Tour, but that was discouraged.
From his brand new podcast, What About Rob? Robbie Goodwin is back on the show.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, Robbie?
Good to be here.
You fighting, Robbie?
Am I fighting?
Yeah.
In the Carnival of Combat?
In the Carnival.
No, I don't think so.
You should. Calm down, dude. Don't be a dude. Ari fought.
That's right. I did fight. Pinata face.
I remember that.
And how much fun was it, Ari?
It was a lot of fun. When you connect with somebody. I can see why being the aggressor in any world stage is the right
move. Yeah, dude. Like, honestly, you have to. I could only imagine how good it feels to bomb a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing
choke a life out of a kid,
knowing how good it feels to simply just punch a Legion of Skanks fan.
Oh yeah.
I feel like the hand to hand, the punishment you put on with it, it's way better than
doing with a gun. But you've never shot at anybody.
True, I have no right to talk.
Have you ever shot a gun
this weekend? When I get to shoot, what?
Have you ever shot a gun?
Uh huh.
You did.
Yeah.
Where'd you shoot guns? Was it at that thing?
A Palestinian child.
Literally Israeli, like, fake boot camp that they let the Jews do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They teach it. They have, like, the women, because they can't, like, use them for actual combat.
Yeah.
They're like, we need to go to a like, shut up, woman.
Yeah.
are the women in Israel, they don't go in actual combat?
No, somebody's got to answer the phone.
They just walk around in uniform in Israel to get people to translate.
And they're so hot, dude. That was, like, a thing that I would watch back in the day. Like, it was just Israeli military chicks in uniforms.
That's the best propaganda fucking ever.
It really is. And they walk into bars, their big Jew globes be ripping their shirts apart, their buttons hanging on like fucking two, like Amistad, that mom.
Ooh, I hope no one joins the military.
And then they have an Uzi strapped over their back with the clip out, and you're just like, I'm so fucking hot.
I do get turned on by that.
That is the best. Fucking, yeah.
A hot Israeli that she's just ready to fuck.
Yeah. Gun girls, yeah.
To murder for her religion. What a crazy thing that is, right? Yeah. When you think about, like, the imaginary lines, like, I think of that, I was like, it is just imaginary lines. Like, there's, like, between New York and New Jersey, imagine we were like, dude, we have to kill each other now.
Wow.
Like, just because there's a line here, and you're from that area, and I'm from this area, and it's just so fucking stupid. They all smell like shit.
They all do.
Like, that whole part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think
too many people that are the same, like Indians and Pakistanis, not liking same each same. Other. Dude, that's you could have told me that was one thing.
Uh huh. Two different Irishes.
Well, that's the craziest of all of them.
You're both Christian. You both believe in Jesus, and Jesus says kill.
It's all fucking.
That might
wild
be the craziest
thing.
One.
I've disconnected from all this stuff though. I don't care. Are you on the Jew side? You must be, Ari, right?
I don't look at the news at all.
You don't. So you don't even know if are you one of those Jews? Because you hear this now, you'll get Jews for Palestine. That's a wild thing, right? That's crazier than Jews for Jesus. You see, you thought Jews for Jesus was crazy.
Yeah, they only killed one Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait till you find Jews for Palestine.
They never beheaded Jesus. They just put nails in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be Jews for Saudi Arabia. Just switch it up.
Yeah.
Mm. I stand with someone unrelated.
Yeah, well, look, I'll tell you right now, God bless them all over there. I did that on the day that all happened.
Yeah.
That Israel, it was a terrorist attack on Israel. Well,
the plan came together.
All the fucking Palestinians were gliding in on, like, fucking hang gliders and just murdering fucking hot chicks at a party. Oof. That day. I texted Karen Margolis. And I was like, I hope your family and friends are okay. And then I also texted Lily Michelle.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope your family and friends are okay. Yeah. She's Palestinian. Or is she Palestinian or is she Pakistani?
She's Iranian, I think.
Whatever it is, dude. Iranian. Same
shit,
dude.
She was funding it. She was like, we're going to get reimbursed, they said.
I am a
no
fucking...
word yet. No word yet on the transfer of funds.
all right, look, we have an incredible show. We have a lot planned today. We're going through a whole new format change on the show, by the way. Shannon, how was our meeting yesterday?
I think it was great. I think we have a lot of seeds planted.
Nice. I came in all of the producers.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I injected my seed into all of the producers.
We got an idea for a segment.
What's your idea? Please, all right, please. Shannon, get your fucking pen out. Notes, please.
Small moments of evil you would do, depending on other jobs you would have. Like you know how if you could put a lid on a coffee, but if you put it on the seam, it will drip on them?
Oh.
Shit like that.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
How have I not figured out what that drip is? Shit. I just thought that one out of every 30 or 40 coffee cups were extremely defective. And it was God. Like, literally the amount of times that I've screamed into the air, like, God, why do you do this to me?
Why are my cups so bad?
Why do I constantly... There's no way that this happens to anybody else in the world, but it's because it's on the seam?
It's on the seam. And they know that. And so either they're, like, going fast, but they know that more than anybody, or they're like, fuck this guy, I'm putting this on the seam.
Mm.
Like, but if you simply just turn it or no?
Simply turn it or take it off.
No. No way.
Get move out of it, town.
Put it back on.
That's really it. I also had no idea that that was.
Yeah, right there.
It's holy shit. Trouble.
So, like, that's a small evil you could just do to anybody. Oh, here, you want to zoom in? So, here's the seam right
small
here.
Small evils.
Yeah.
See that?
Incredibly Ari segment.
And then.
Small evils.
Yeah.
Put a booger on a handrail on the subways as you walk down the stairs. Somebody's going to. And it's the only reason I know this exists.
Yeah.
is because I have picked up somebody's booger who's done this.
Oh,
and I was like, God. Oh, what a small evil thing to do. You ruined hour because you got to get to, you're getting on a subway, you're already running late. Me, I'm a lunatic, so I'm already running late. So now I have a booger in my hand. So now I have to just like literally hold my hand in the air until I can finally wash it, which who knows? Small. And in my mind, the booger germs are traveling up my arm and eventually getting
you gotta cut it off.
Yeah, dude.
Like the X-Files oil.
Dude, wild.
Yeah, that's a good one. You could also put in any L of any elevator. Everyone's got to touch the L.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you can do it with shit, dude. A little bit bigger. A
little bit of poop.
A little bit bigger than the small. Where's the cutoff? I think poop is the way to go.
Poop is a major evil. But you don't put it on directly. That's violence.
That was one of my original Scam That Jews. In fact, we should do that. We should film that one.
What?
So what you do is you go to any hotel.
Yeah.
And you take your shit and you put it on the phone. You put a handprint on the phone. You could even write things on the walls. You're like, fuck you, Jew bag. Right, whatever. On. Just put it with real shit. And then you call the front desk and you'd be like, there's shit all over my phone and on my walls. There's a swastika drawn
right
on the walls.
Check in, you quickly do it.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh my God. And you're like, well, this, you have to do something. They're like, dude, your stay is definitely going to be comped. At the very least, you're getting free breakfast.
Mind comped.
Then they come upstairs. They come upstairs and like, sir, your hand's covered in shit and you have no pants on.
I was like, okay.
You did this.
I can see how this looks. This unrelated. I was just masturbating and walking in shit. I was not.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, that is.
You know what Diaz used to do? They'd call his room like, we smell weed. He goes, yeah, I smell it too. What's going on? Yeah. I pay money to be here. It's and then crazy. Every time he smokes, he goes, they're doing it again. Can you fucking do something?
Yeah, if you call down and be like, hey, my room smells like weed the second you get there, they're like, oh my God, I'd be like, you want to change rooms? Like, no, I'll deal with it, but just know.
You do this when you rent
it. It smells strongly of weed.
When you rent a car too, you start to leave it and just like come back in and be like, hey, I got to go. It smells like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, you need to make a note.
Yeah, just make a note. Crazy. I'm not paying for it. I don't have time to get a car. And then just smoke
and
away.
Then you have the attitude. As long as you have that attitude. These are great. By the way, Scam That Jew with Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
Why am I not on the cover of this segment?
The segment is Scam That Jew, Ari. Yeah. It's not Small Little Evils. It's called Scam That Jew.
Yeah.
And so... thank you. Scam That Jew with Ari Shaffir. Ari, I bet, has a million of these little scammers.
He's the Jew.
He's the Jew.
He's next
million. I got one for
6 million scams with Ari Shaffir.
Anywhere there's a lot, like a Fatburger or something like that, where there's a lot of like Mardi Gras or something like that, there's a lot of like traffic at an airport. Yeah. And they go like, number 67, number 67, you know, and people keep taking. You just go and you kind of wait around for like, if you have time, 15, 20 minutes. And then you just say like, hey man, where's my, and you ask something basic that a bunch of people probably got.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger with fries. Where's my cheeseburger with fries? And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah.
What number were you? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I've been here for like 10 minutes. Like, oh, fuck. Somebody must have taken it.
Yeah.
Hold on. We'll get you another one. Cheeseburger.
There was black people all over this place. Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
I stole somebody's stuff once from an airport. They just kept calling out the same name for taquitos at LAX. And I'm like, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah. I mean, you do that at a Starbucks. You just walk in. If you don't really care about what you have, you could just walk in and just go to the mobile something. Pickup order.
And really, it is like a Spotify like randomizer playlist. Like, you will get the coffee that that you get today.
Like, I would have never known that I enjoy a pink drink, but apparently I do.
Dude, they're pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, they're sweet and delicious.
They're really good.
Yeah, dude.
The refreshers are all pretty goddamn good.
I don't mind it.
At Circus, I got a suite upgrade for free.
Really? How?
Because I got to Vegas early, and I was like, I don't want to bug anybody, and I just found a cheapo room.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to check in, and it was wrecked.
It was wrecked?
Yeah. Towels on the floor, bed was unmade, garbage on the floor.
Shit swastika on the mirror.
Yeah.
Wink, wink,
and
Zach.
I just called the front desk. I'm like, hey, you definitely checked me into a room that hasn't been serviced. And the lady didn't even say I'm sorry or sound surprised. She goes, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
She goes, I guess you want an upgrade now. I'm like, yeah, I think I need
a
suite.
That's so funny. What's she thinking? Usually they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, the people fucking
I was like, I think I'm going to need a suite. And she's like, all right. And I'm like, you're going to need somebody to send the keys up to me. I'm not coming back down.
Yeah.
Am I being scammed or am I scamming Hilton?
By doing what? Staying there?
Being a Hilton Honors member. Who's scamming who? Are we just... is there no scam happening right now? Are we just both coming into this and walking away from it?
The scam that happened is that Aaron took you...
for all your fucking Hilton points.
Well, he did. Well, we went on a tour together, and he was like, I'll book the rooms. I got no problem. Hey, Put it on my credit card. And I was like, oh, that's great, Aaron. Thanks. I'll just reimburse you. He was like, yeah, no problem. And then he got all the Hilton points for all of the rooms.
That's
the
a whole fucking tour.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That is a classic Jew scam if I've ever heard one.
No, I'll put it on my card. It's like, your tax deductible card, your points card. Yeah, you guys just Venmo me back.
This cocksucker.
You put on your credit card when you go out to eat. You're like, I'll get it. You guys can Venmo me. You know what I mean?
Then and everyone's like, we all have points.
Yeah.
Dude,
but Hilton, so I'm like a Hilton fucking platinum member now.
Mm-hmm. I stay there so much, like nice places that Rogan like got for me, you know, on the road. And then I was like, hey, I want to cash in. Like, oh, you have 0 points. I was like, how? They're like, if you don't like add in after a year, they just go away.
Oh,
and
I'm
like,
oh, they get rid of your points? Does that happen with flights and everything?
I don't know. No, those build up instead.
Yeah, they don't get rid of your points, but you're like,
I flew to Greece for free.
You flew to Greece for free?
For free. It was all my. I didn't even know what a point really the miles were.
Yeah.
I had all these miles, and I was like, what is this? And I thought it was like when you go to fucking, Dave & Buster's.
Oh, yeah.
No, and you get like the tickets for like shit at the end. I thought it was going to be like, I get like fun prizes or something. They give me fucking treat.
You get those at the end of a flight, they give you those camps.
Yeah, dude.
You're like, I got two of them.
Dude, I got one of those, a giant one of the hands that you slap on the window. That was only 20,000 miles.
I got a plastic frog that jumps when you press the notch at the end of its butt.
That is wild, dude.
For hours for the dumbest.
30,000 miles.
Well, some of those things, like you'll see it'll be like a TV at Dave & Buster's, but it's like the amount of points that you need is absolutely bonkers.
You have to go a lot.
I saw a great scam.
What?
This has to be. This it was maybe on one of these Fight Haven ones, but it wasn't a fight. Those are great follows. Just there's like Fight Haven. There's another one where it's just fights. They're great. They pick out great fights. Great scroll. I'm so desensitized to a street fight now. I really do enjoy them. But this guy had, you know how you'll have at a Dave & Buster's or usually it's not even at Dave & Buster's. It'll be at like a lesser arcade. It'll be you go down to like Myrtle Beach or down the Jersey Shore, and it'll be one of those claw things. But in the claw thing, it's like stacks of money.
Oh, yeah.
An iPad, an iPhone.
Yeah,
you've
now
seen
they
these,
stepped it up.
Right? And, and you're like, I've never even attempted to try because my assumption is it's going to be really difficult to win them. This guy had a magnet, like a crazy powerful magnet. And he put it against a thing, and he just fucking scooped the things up and dropped.
As he's making a claw somewhere else.
Yeah,
wow.
Dude. Yeah, and I'm wondering if it was fake or if it was real. I wonder if I got duped.
They
by
watch
a thing.
You. I think any place that has really big prizes like that.
Dude, I've seen
has
those just in the middle of the mall, dude. If I got a fucking magnet, doggy. Well, let me. Here's what I learned.
There's arcades, so you just got to do it quickly.
What I learned when I worked at the Palisade Center Mall.
You also can't get greedy though. You got to do it like once or twice and then get the fuck out.
Get out.
Get
out.
Right. Exactly.
Go to the next place. Hit the next place. But the thing doesn't have any like it's
strength.
More like loose. It's like Keith Robinson's handshake.
I was going to say it's like Robbie Goodwin's handshake.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
First of all, I grip too tight, if anything, okay? I'm on too many amphetamines to not grip you very tightly.
Fucking limp wristed fucking claw machine.
Then how come you can't hold on to a podcast co-host?
That hurt Robbie. Look at his face. Huh? It actually hurt.
Yeah, I flash back to all of my crazy co-hosts who have dropped off.
You started a new podcast?
Yeah, I got a new one.
Nice.
That, fuck, what was I going to say?
There's a vacuum right now.
Yeah.
And it's being filled.
The oh, fuck, dude.
Claw machine, magnet.
Magnet. Oh, I was going to say, when I was in high school, I worked at Hot Topic. I actually talked about this in my first special, in my act. I have a joke about it, where on the first day of working there, they told me what they were going over what you were to do if you saw a shoplifter, and you can't do anything in New York State. You can't touch
almost
them.
Anywhere. You can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm assuming anywhere you can't. But
you kind of just make fun of their looks.
What you do is you have to say no, stop, and you have to call security, and security has to call the cops. Security can't touch me. The security has to call the cops. Cops have to come from the precinct to the mall.
They're gone.
And they're fucking gone. So the point of the joke in my act is I was like, so I just quit. I was like, cool, I'm going to rob this mall blind every day. And that's what I did. We just started stealing from the mall so brazenly
because
I knew that they couldn't do anything. They couldn't touch me. So we would just like run out. So the point is, if you go to any of these places, what is security going to do? Like, yeah, fuck you, dude. I'm magneting buckets of cash and fucking.
And it's like, hey, come with me. You're like, nah,
suck my
rather
dick.
Not.
How about that? How about that, bitch? Just do that. They can't do anything.
How are you trained for this job?
But the
think
problem
about it now,
with
for
it
real.
Is,
yeah.
Here's the issue. There's this X factor.
Okay.
This happens all the time. The people that are willing to take the mall security job
want it.
Not only do they want it, They're just not so good with rules.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so good with life. Like, they ended up
like
here.
Legally, I'm not allowed to do it. They're just like, fuck
they
this
might
kid.
Just fuck you up.
Yeah, right.
I have a walkie-talkie. I could beat them with it.
They weren't even paying attention when they went over the rules. They just, they took this job.
Yeah, especially if you're at like a carnival or something in the arcade.
Yeah.
Those guys are sitting around drinking, waiting for you. Because
you see once in a while, a security guard just fucks somebody up. You're like, oh, they're not allowed to do that. They're like, it's a lawsuit, I guess.
It's like, and you're not allowed to steal.
I guess we're at an impasse.
You thought what you were doing was allowed? You're like, I read the rule. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time I was stealing sneakers from Modell's. We used to steal sneakers for
the Modell's theme song. Can you put that in?
Is there a Modell's
gotta
theme song?
Gotta go to Mo's Modell's.
Something like that. You remember when they used to just use
Mo's.
They used to use like fucking barbershop quartet black guys in all of these fucking. That's what they really had a good
barbecue sauce.
Yeah,
love that chicken from Popeyes.
A 2 year period where these guys were working.
That's Chappelle at the beginning of Chappelle's show. He just used the guys who did everything. I'm gonna give you guys some actual cash. Let me see your face finally.
These guys had so much work in the mid to late 90s doing theme songs, and then we were like, we don't want to hear black guys sing like that anymore.
Four. Oh,
gotta go to Moe's. Gotta go to Moe's. And here's me just going in in Jenko jeans being like, I'm stealing as many sneakers. I would go in with bags.
Yeah, that's
and
kind
I would
of jam.
Put the sneakers into the bags and walk out with like six or seven pairs of sneakers. And then we would go and sell them to the guy who owned the pizzeria, the local pizzeria. Same guy that was going to have us burn down his pizzeria for insurance money.
Jewish Lightning, they call it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Modern day Robin Hood.
Calabria Pizza 2.
Still open.
But I think there was never a one. I think that was simply just a marketing ploy to make people think there was like something going on. Yeah.
This is good enough that we have a second one.
That's fucking Italian marketing for you right there. It's like, I got it.
Hey, we already have, what if we had two, but we didn't have the one? Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody we got two this time.
We got two. They're going to think we're genius.
I got an idea. How about five? No one's going to fucking believe that. Fucking idiot. We're doing two. We're going with two.
Shit. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank Backscape for supporting today's show. Backscape, spelled Backscape. Backscape is the fastest growing male grooming company on the planet. This is the easiest way to groom your back hair. I have a lot of little sprouts that come up on my back, and it's very unsightly. It is not very sexy. I'll tell you right now, Backscape makes it easy to get at those back hairs.
Absolutely. You don't want to ask your buddy. You definitely don't want to ask your chick. And with Backscape, you can actually do it in the shower before you get dressed. You can do it at the gym. And most importantly, you can shave your back by yourself. It only takes about 5 minutes to have a completely hair-free back. Bid farewell to back hair today with Backscape.
All you got to do is go to backscape.com. That's BAKSCAPE.com/wrap and use the promo code RAP to save on your order today. Once again, that's backscape.com/wrap and use that code RAP to save on your order today. All right, where were we? Let's see. Did we do plugs? We didn't do plugs, right? Damn, dude, we're just fucking flowing. How we fucking rock. Let's do plugs. Get him out of the way real quick. Robbie, what'd you plug it on?
The podcast. As my third podcast, What About Rob? It's out now. I'm also, if you're watching this live, I'm main eventing Roast Battle tomorrow.
Nice.
And then I'm judging Roast Battle with the New York Comedy Club, New York Comedy Festival in 2 weeks.
Wait, you go from participant to judge?
Yeah, you know, I switch it up. Look, actually, because it's like, you know, I don't
got to be honest, it doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, and then I'll be in San Francisco.
I don't want to get into it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be in San Francisco right after Thanksgiving, and I'm judging Roast Battle there at Cobb's Comedy Club. So come to that. And I'll probably do spots around that time, too. So,
he's like, then I'm setting up the chairs for Roast Battle at this other club.
Right, right. Yeah. And then, yeah. And I'm doing the open mic after, probably. Yeah. So, yeah. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter to keep up with all that stuff.
Ari Shaffir.
I'm on the Wrong Side of History tour. I'm doing through the Midwest with Ren Azizi and Ryan O'Neill all through November, Chicago and places like that. And then what I'm really pushing right now is I'm looking for Danny Brown and Billy Strings to do a song together. I think it would be balls to the wall great, and I'm really pushing hard for that. And so far, no feedback from either one of them.
Make it happen, boys.
Yeah.
Go Mites.
Amsterdam!
Flutter, baby boy. Zach Amico.
I'm going to go on tour with Lewis, but just, hey, I got one date I want to plug. November 3rd and 4th, Saratoga Springs, New York. I'm doing a weekend there.
Hell yeah, nice.
This Friday, Saturday, London, England. Me, Dave Smith, Zach Amico, Robbie Bernstein. These shows are fucking
fire. Where are you playing in London?
Big Belly Comedy Club.
Is that Bobby Kelly's place?
Oh, come on, doggy. Then we're going to be in Belfast, Ireland on October 22nd. Glasgow on October 23rd. And then October 24th, 25th, we're going to be in Amsterdam at the Comedy Cafe. Then I come back, Zany's Rosemont, October 27th, 28th, and then a brand new tour. I'm going to be the Louis J. Gomez Meaty Ogre Tour, coming to a city near you, going all over the country, all over multiple countries, because I'm going to be going definitely to Canada. And
Meaty Ogre?
Meaty Ogre.
Yeah, you got it.
Meaty nice. Ogre.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, GasDigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. We do a third episode every week that's exclusive for subscribers. So you guys can get it if you guys subscribe. You also get access to the Racist Live Chat. You get early access to all the episodes, ad-free and uncensored episodes. You know, YouTube is cracking fucking down even more than they ever have before. So, and it's going to get worse with this next election. I promise you right now,
they're going to censor more.
Legion of Skanks won't be on YouTube after this next election cycle.
It's very possible that they
very correct.
Can I just break in? I forgot one thing. If you want an 8-day free trial, please go to that same website, but use the code Ari for that 8-day free trial. 7 days is nice, but
8 is better. And also, I am fighting Tim Butterly on November 4th. Carnival of Combat. CarnivalofCombat.com is the website. If you guys want to get tickets, if you can be in St. Petersburg, Florida, please be a part of history. It's the first event we're doing. We're trying to prove this concept. We want to have a big, crazy crowd there. So come out, buy those tickets. Also, Alex Stein is fighting Mike Carrington. Jamar Neighbors versus Naeem Ali. Term K from the Palmer Squares.
Naeem can actually, like, is
he can bang, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was a fighter.
Yeah, yeah. But Jamar can bang, too.
Jamar's insane.
Team Rattlesnake, baby boy. Come on.
He's Team Rattlesnake?
Yeah, he's Team Rattlesnake. Drew Montana versus Term K, and many other fights as well. Fan fights. We're doing the pinata match. We're doing blindfolded boxing. We're doing the musical chairs boxing. You guys can sign up once you're there. You guys can sign up preemptively. Just go to carnivalofcombat.com. You can also stream it from carnivalofcombat.com as well. Take a sword off at, like, $35, guys.
I tell you what you got to do in Glasgow, the chant. You got to do it.
Oh, yeah, you did. What was it?
Here we fucking go. But you just start.
How do you do it?
Just go, hey, wait. Shannon, pick it up. Find like Lizzo in Glasgow or something like that. It's just their soccer chant.
I'm going to do what Lizzo did in Amsterdam. I'm going to make Zach fucking eat a banana out of a hooker's asshole.
I see the potassium.
Yeah. Zach, have you been to Amsterdam?
No, I haven't.
We're going to have fun.
So you're going? That's cool.
We're going to have fun in Amsterdam.
You got to smoke spliffs.
No.
Yeah, dog.
Is that the red light district? Is that in Amsterdam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's in a lot of places.
I heard that's like Times Square-y though, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, wait. I wanted to say.
Yeah, you're right. It sucks.
Oh, really?
I wanted to say, you were talking about that like 2 years where every commercial was a black a cappella group.
Yeah.
That they're not necessarily black. They're white guys singing like they're black.
Oh,
i.e. rock a cappella from Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh.
When you see them. I believe they were all white dudes.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Tell me who. Did you guys? I've been doing a lot of riddles lately.
Riddles?
Mm. Yeah.
Riddle me this.
Wait, what?
For you or for James?
I like how your sense of humor changes as James hits new development stages.
Right.
Did you guys know there was once a man from Nantucket?
How did the chicken cross the road? No one knows.
Do you know the green glass doors riddle?
No.
So there's certain things that can go through the green glass doors. There's certain things that cannot go through the green glass doors.
Okay.
So, for example, Zach Amico cannot go through the green glass doors.
Okay, yeah, they're narrow.
He cannot go through any doors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
Robbie Goodwin can go through the green glass doors.
Oh, interesting. Hell yeah. Okay.
Ari Shaffir, you can go through the glass doors.
So what's the riddle?
Shannon can.
So what's the riddle?
You have to figure out what can go through the green glass doors and what cannot.
Can you go through the green glass doors?
Me, no.
Can that camera go through?
That camera, no. Cameras cannot go through the green glass doors. Microphones can't. Lights can't.
Some people can.
A basketball can.
And so we have to figure out what the green glass doors are?
We got to figure out what can go through and what can't go through them. We can't make this the podcast.
I know, like, well, you know, a lot of things.
All right, up next, the crossword puzzle.
Worst podcast ideas.
All right, now time for Seinfeld trivia in season six.
All year, I was like, where's this one? Do you have a corner?
Do you know, Zach?
I don't.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites. It's been a week of James, me just going up to him being like, being like,
this can go through.
Yeah, and then I just go, green glass doors. And he's like, what the fuck?
Can that jacket hanging up go through the green glass doors?
Can that jacket hanging up go through the green glass doors? No.
No.
No. No.
Wow.
Not a jacket. Not a coat. Yeah, that coffee can.
I'm stumped.
Can Jorge go through the green glass?
Nope. A cup of coffee, but not a cup of water.
And whoa.
Shannon can.
Is it only black things?
No. Boobs can. A penis cannot.
Oh.
Then how can they get through?
What?
You just said Robbie and Ari can get through. Wait. They have penises. They have to leave their penises outside?
Dude, there's a lot to this. There's layers to it. There's fucking layers.
Can you just tell me?
Yeah,
I'm never going to. Just so you know the way that I am with riddles, yeah. I will never tell
it's you. It's all set up.
I will never fucking. Well, who tells the answer to a riddle?
Losers.
I guess
that's true.
In fact, hey, I should make the stakes higher. There should be somebody tied up on train tracks right now that I'm going to kill if you guys don't figure out the answer to this riddle.
Is this the Zodiac?
Can a train go through the green glass door?
No, they cannot.
Can an airplane?
Nope.
Aeroplane?
Nope.
What about the Wright Brothers plane? The original one from Kitty Hawk with the two levels of wings?
No.
How about an iPhone?
Nope.
How about a Samsung?
Nope.
How about a reindeer?
Yes. Yes. A reindeer can.
Can Israel go through the green glass doors?
Not a Jew in the world.
But I can.
But you can, weirdly. Or Shafir can.
Because he's Jew for Palestine.
All right, we're going to move on. If you guys figure it out, by the end of the show, I will make Shannon show her tits to the camera. Shannon, if Ari and these guys figure it out before the end of the show, will you flash the camera the titties? I won't even look.
It's so stupid. I don't think they're ever going to get it.
You looked it up. You looked up the answer. You
Jorge,
dumb.
Jorge did.
You.
Jorge did.
Oh, now they're all
going to
look it up.
Jorge, show me. Please show us.
Jorge, I'm so mad. If you show it, Jorge, and I mean this, you're suspended for 2 weeks.
I like
2 weeks of suspension. I hope it's worth it.
With pay no pay.
Are you, okay.
I believe it was going to be with no pay, but I just wanted to
Jorge, text me.
We barely pay him to be here.
I don't think anyone's going to get
it. We're no longer validating your parking.
Yeah. Well, that's.
Damn. That's a real stumper. What can go through? Can that liquid
Stop
death go through?
Stop
can that liquid death go through?
No, liquid death cannot go through green glass doors.
Lysol, can that Lysol can?
But a cup of water can.
No, a cup of coffee can. A cup of water can't.
Liquids? Yeah. No.
Cup. Can the empty cup go through?
Nope.
Can a full cup of coffee go
yes.
through?
Yes. A full cup of anything can go through, to be honest.
But Zach can't. I was going to say things that are full, but.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never full.
Yeah, who's full? Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Great segment.
People are furious.
This was a segment of worst segments.
People are furious.
Well, Liz is like, we have a new format for the show.
We got
to
try.
Next up is people that were close to you that died.
Oh.
What are you doing?
Ian and fucking Jordan. Stealing our fucking segment.
What segment? What is it?
Mind meld. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. And I'm going to tell you right now, Factor Meals is helping me stay in shape and get in shape for my upcoming fight against Tim Butterly this November.
Listen, guys, you get to feel your best while making the most out of your summer adventures. You can stick to your wellness goals with premium ready-to-eat meals featuring high-quality ingredients like broccolini, leeks, and asparagus. They have over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options like brisket shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon. And listen, a lot of us are really busy. They also have lunch on the go, snacks, and calorie-conscious meals.
Yeah, it's literally every type of diet that you can imagine. So if you do keto like I do, it's very easy to get keto meals. If you want to do low carb, low fat, if you want to do high protein, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want, they have vegan options for Shannon. Holy moly, vegan options. Get out of town. Anything you need, they got. It's delivered right to your house. You microwave them in 2 minutes. Restaurant quality meals. They're absolutely delicious and they're really cheap. I'll tell you right now, to begin with, they're already inexpensive, but we got a great deal for you today. All you got to do is go to factormeals.com/wrap. 50. And when you check out, use the promo code WRAP50. You're going to save 50% off your already affordable order. Once again, that's factormeals.com/WRAP50. Use that promo code WRAP50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? You saw that?
Did
They're
not see
stealing
that.
Our mind meld segment. Ian and Jordan doing it. Go on Ian or Jordan's fucking thing. And now they're just doing mind meld on their show. That's let me call Ian right now. Call Ian right now, Shannon.
I think we did it on Bye Guys one time, right?
Yeah, because it's my bit. Okay. It's an extension of the fucking show.
It's the Lewis Extended Universe.
Yeah.
Got it.
No, Ian took it. Bye Guys stole my thing, and that's fine.
Yeah. Here's what happens to every podcast when you run out of stuff to talk about, which everyone does after a bit. Either go news, like just talk about what's in the news or crazy stuff, drama, which is what the LA podcasts do, steal segments. Yeah.
You can't do anything fucking original anymore, you know? Yeah. That's why we had this meeting yesterday. I was like, Shannon, when's the last time we did something brand new and original and unique? And she's like, she's fucking chewing her gum and spinning it. And I was like, no, we need to fucking change the game here. We need to be revolutionary. So I asked her who the best producers were on the network, and we called the greatest minds of Gas Digital together.
Yeah.
And we sat on the phone for maybe 20 minutes, and they didn't say anything.
They didn't say a word.
We had Jorge actually was the most contributing member of the team.
Could Jorge go through the Green Glass door?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Could he ever?
This is awesome.
15-year-old Jorge could go through the Green Glass doors.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I actually don't want to know. I want to guess over the next year until I finally get it.
Until you get it.
Yeah.
And then one day you'll get it, and that'll be that. I love a good fucking riddle.
Can Barack Obama go through with his kids?
Nope.
Can he go through without his kids?
Nope.
Can he go through it with those two girls he pretends are his daughters?
Yeah, the cokeheads.
Can he go through it with the man that he pretends is a woman that is his wife?
Can I tell you something? Because something's going to get you demonetized off YouTube.
What?
Barack Obama's kids do hella coke.
Really?
You think that?
It was my theory.
If you like your coke, you can snort it.
Unfounded. Because every rich kid, every fucking senator's kid that goes to Georgetown Prep and shit like that, there's blow everywhere. They're all rich kids with no repercussions. They get out of jail easily. And which kid wouldn't want to smoke weed or do drugs with an Obama kid?
Right.
Then I found out later where they went to school in the D.C. area. It was the coke school.
You know what?
What?
I wish I did coke now.
What do you mean?
Because I have a little bit of cash. Not a lot, but like when I did coke, I was so broke.
You could do it well now.
It was a joke. Right. Sorry, I'm writing poems right now. So maybe second, write a poem.
Yeah.
We're all writing poems. Okay.
Can a bag of coke get through the Green Glass doors?
Can a bag of coke?
Nope.
Can a pound of coke get through?
Nope.
Can a coke dealer get through?
Nope.
Nope.
But a can of Coca-Cola Classic can.
Coca-Cola Classic can.
What the hell?
What the fuck, dude?
this is so frustrating.
Green glass doors.
Can a bottle of Cherry Coke Zero get through?
Cherry Coke Zero? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can a can of Cherry Coke Zero?
Yep.
Well, that's it for me.
Sorry.
Does it have something to do with something being in its original form?
Just so you know, I won't answer any questions.
Are there yes or no's, or just this go through this can't go through?
I'm not even going to answer yes or no questions. You're going to say, you're eventually going to start going, oh, this can get through the Green Glass doors. I'm going to go, yes. You'd be like, oh, wait, I think I got it. Then you're going to go, this can? And I'm like, yep. And then you're going to say, the third time, you're going to say, can this? And I'm like, yep. And you're like, I got it.
Shannon.
And then you're in the room, Shannon can, yes. Okay. And then you're another person in the room who knows.
Right.
And that's it. That's the way a fucking poem. Fucking in its best iteration works.
Or a riddle.
Shut up, dude. It's definitely not a poem.
Yeah.
Just become a poem.
Unrelated.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
That's the ending of my poem.
See, a lot of people in the chat know. See, a can, yes. A yes.
Oh my God.
100%.
I like how they're still.
Well, now
awful
I don't
want to
go through.
The property value on the other side of the green glass door.
Stay on the other side. Thank you very much.
Like, do I have to go through?
Yeah, the green door, Bushwick.
Not a yes.
A green glass door.
Yeah.
Does a door open? Or are you going through the glass?
It's inconsequential, Ari. Yeah. It's not actually what can fit through the door. Can 6 million Jews go through the... Yes, 6 million Jews can.
Can Noam Chomsky go through?
No.
What?
Whoa. We got to move on, guys. Okay. I can't just... This is...
Segment's gone for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's wild.
Okay.
Let's see. Somebody says door is the clue. No, it's not true. Green glass doors is the clue. They're green,
can
they're glass,
Steve
and they're doors.
Can Steve go through the glass doors?
Yeah.
Can
Hasan Minhaj go through?
Sam Morril go through the glass doors?
Yeah.
Sam can?
Yeah.
I'm going through the green glass doors.
I think Ari might be onto something right now.
And I can go through. Ari Shaffir can go through.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Now, hold on. Can Ari Teeman go through?
I don't think he can.
He cannot.
He's on fire!
Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. Guess we'll stay. Doesn't it rule when you know?
It does rule.
It rules. You fucking idiot. You moron.
I feel like the biggest moron of all time.
Hey, we're tied for biggest moron of all time.
Let's see. What else, Ari? What else can go through?
What else can go through? How about Dave Smith can go through?
No. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, dude. Oh, wow. No. Oh, no.
Look who's the moron now.
Oh, what a wow, dude. You're dumber than I thought.
Damn.
I picked my show. I picked my answers.
I thought I was onto something. Dave Smith.
You were on a roll there.
You can bring a pack of cigarettes. You cannot bring... All right, you can bring a pack of cigarettes, but you cannot bring a pack of Marlboros. Jorge is loving it. Jorge, you're a little bitch. You looked up the fucking result.
That is a bitch move.
So
dude.
It's a bitch ass move.
Even though
move,
I told
dude.
You to, you should have denied
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as mad as I am, I'm not looking at
it. It was for production reasons.
And can we, did you get Ian on the line?
Shannon, go ahead and show your tits.
Yeah, you can press your nipple against
the
glass. I
think we all figured it out. I know what it is. Why don't you just go
can
ahead?
Gas Digital go through?
No. No.
I haven't gotten a response from him yet, but I do have the clip of them doing it if you want to see that.
Good, you fucking thieves. Joke thieves. Let me make this point. Joke thieves. Ian Fidance, Jordan Jensen. Put it out there, guys. Hashtag being Ian with Jordan or joke thieves.
I don't know about that. Let me see it. Oh, are they at the Are You Garbage Studios?
No, he has his own place.
Yeah, they also studio style thieves.
Yeah.
Three teenagers. Okay, now we have to find the common thing between Pepper and teenagers. Ready? One, two, three. Sneeze.
Allergies.
Wow! Now we have to find the common thing between sneeze and allergies.
One, two, three.
Pollen.
Yeah, our whole bit.
Woo!
Our whole bit.
Yes!
What?
That was so
cool! Oh, wow, it's so cool how we stole their bit! Wow! Wow!
That's the clip? Oh, boy. That's funny.
That you're so enraged.
Who does that?
Can Ian Finance go through the green glass door?
No.
Can the other one?
Jordan?
No.
Thought I had something.
What did you think it was?
S's.
S's.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can Sam J go through?
No.
Sam Morril can go through.
Green glass doors. Damn.
Makes you think.
That's what I thought Zach Amico could not. Ari Teeman could not, but Ari Shaffir can.
He's the S. Yes. I see. I'm getting it now.
Oh, okay. Wait. Ours? No.
Is it? it could be based on the letter.
Yeah, now I'm like, all right, let's get
Dave
the letters.
Smith cannot go. Sam Morril.
Guys, let's go. Top 10.
Can Mark Norman go through?
Nope. Top 10 best Halloween
sure?
costumes.
Green glass doors.
Pop-up costumes and do-it-yourself costumes this year. This is great. What do you mean for Halloween this year, Ari?
I have a great idea for a costume.
What
I'm going to go as Forrest Gump this year just because I'm growing into it already.
But with the beard.
The beard, yeah. Just got to get a hat.
And a red shorts, right, with no shirt?
I already have those when I go to Chelsea. But like...
Right, pull up.
Here's a costume
Forrest
idea.
Gump in the running scene.
Yeah, and get me a
That's
hat.
A great...
Get me a hat and I'll show
Jenny.
You.
Jenny.
That's a great costume for you, but you got to get the, he wipes his face on the thing, and that becomes the don't worry,
the
be
high,
happy.
The high socks, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, why did I think he was wearing no shirt?
Oh, he's wearing a shirt.
That's perfect, dude. That's a great, just red shorts, a yellow shirt. That's great.
That's
dude.
Easy,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Here's
very recognizable as well.
You know when you're in Amsterdam or Colorado or whatever.
But you have to run from your apartment to
whatever.
You have to be running a lot in that costume. If you're not, you're really missing an opportunity.
You just got to run in place.
Because the amount of people that have to see you running and be like, I got to get this guy in video running is hilarious.
Yeah. You can't take the subway in that outfit.
No, dude. You got to wherever you go, you have to be running.
Running.
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny. Have you
I kept
Jenny?
Running that day.
Amnesty box. Go as an amnesty box.
What's an amnesty box?
It's where you go to a legal state or a legal country, and they at the airport like, hey, you can't take this with you. Drop it in. No charges. No questions asked. You drop your weed in there, and then get on your plane. And you just go as a big drop weed in here.
Drop your drugs in here.
With a full working thing, and then you
but,
can smoke them.
But,
yep. Wow.
Small evil.
Yeah.
If I was a person, I would put my booger in the amnesty box. There would be a couple boogers in that amnesty box.
Can your boogers go through the green glass door?
Yeah. Boogers can, for sure.
You think it's R.
Snot.
It's related to R.
Snot.
That's what I thought. No. But he said Marlboro's can't
and
go
he said,
in, right?
And
Marlboro's
Mark can't. Norman cannot. Snot cannot.
Snot cannot.
Snot cannot.
Yeah. What are you being for Halloween, Robbie?
I'm going to a wedding that weekend, so I'm off the hook.
What are you going for? Someone who believes in the state of marriage?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to someone who believes in this.
Who's fucking married on Halloween weekend? What type of fucking anti-fun cunt?
You would have
Holy
to dress up.
Shit.
It is
dude.
In New Orleans, so it's going to be spooky.
Oh, my God. Spooks, thinking of the Green Glass Doors?
It's not based on the amount of letters in the thing, because there's no way you're counting that fast.
I can't count at all.
Okay.
What are the top 10 couples costumes, Shannon? Because my girl wants to be a couples costume, uh-huh. and that's just fucking gay.
Please Barbie do that,
Ken,
Lewis. Sure.
Barbie and Ken is going to be obviously one of the biggest ones. Yeah. This year. That will be huge.
How about I got one. I got one. Oh, that's a good one. How about Brock? Who's the swimmer guy named Brock?
Brock Turner?
Brock Turner and the victim. So you just have to lay down underneath the dumpster, and Brock Turner's just like drunk walking around, like, wait, where is she?
I like that.
Israel and Palestine.
I thought you were asking about the Green Glass Door still.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like, Brock Turner cannot. No.
Can the victim? Can his victim?
No. Beetlejuice is. Why is this top? Is this trending now? Is Beetlejuice coming back?
Well, they're because
doing,
of the,
they're doing a sequel.
Then that congresswoman also that or whatever her name is that was at the.
Lauren Boebert. Yeah.
I love how, like, if you get super rich people, like, look at her amazing costume. Like, yeah, it costs you, like, 20 grand.
Yeah, right. And your publicist picked it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, my chick wants
Who the fuck is that? Go up. Go up more. Go up more. She's so fucking hot. Who is
she's
that?
She's pretty hot.
Halsey?
Oh, Halsey.
Nice tweet. Yeah, my chick wanted to be a cow, and she wanted to be a farmer.
That lady's disgusting. Who the fuck is that?
That's Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, what a broken, fucking, awful whore of a woman.
Jesus.
She looks dead in the face. Like, really broken.
Oh, that's good. Lewis, Top Gun.
Top Gun?
But it's like, you're just in white shirt and jeans.
And dog tags.
I want a couple's costume where your chick has to stay away from you. Like, to be on theme. You know what I mean?
Little Mermaid.
Can't be seen. Oh, Clark Kent and Superman. So she can't be near you.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be in the same room.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, I got it.
What?
You play Marty McFly.
Okay.
She plays Marty McFly from another era.
Mm-hmm.
If you see each other, you open up a space-time continuum. You end the entire universe. You can't see each other. You can't even see each other.
Right.
So you really probably shouldn't be at the same parties. Yeah. You probably shouldn't even go together.
Marty McFly and his mom, and you're just making out the whole night.
Yeah. Or you're a bride and a groom before the wedding.
Oh, that's not bad. They can't see each other. That's not smart. Bad. Pre-wedding bride and groom. We saw this costume once at a party in LA a long time ago, and it was a chick who was like, if you guess my costume, I'll make out with anybody. She was a little bit chubby, but still good looking. And she just had a thing of eggs on her head. We knew it immediately. Eggs over easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And we're like, some dumb whore? Are you someone who's too fat to be in Hollywood?
You're a dumb slut who's not going to make it.
She was drunk. She just kept going, no, and getting madder and madder.
Ham and eggs.
And then Nick Cusum comes in and he goes, what's the deal? Eggs over easy. He starts like,
Do you remember we were at Skankfest?
I do remember some of it.
And we were in the smoking tent. Were you there for this?
I don't know.
Dude, I went to Saginaw's, which was like the place that everyone was going to at
Brendan
the Circa.
Saginaw.
Brendan Saginaw. It was like a New York style deli at the Circa. Yeah. Everyone was getting sandwiches there. And I got the tuna melt.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Were you there for this?
Maybe. It sounds familiar. Can the tuna melt go through the Green Glass Door?
No.
Damn it. Can Saginaw's go through?
Nope.
Okay.
Can Brendan Zagalo.
A corned beef hash sandwich could.
What?
What?
Yeah. For sure.
Can just corned beef hash go through?
Yeah. Really? Any.
Corned beef? Can it go through?
Any what? Any what?
I'd say no. Let me not.
I was not saying that was going to be a great clue.
Crazy.
Clues, you can eventually wear them down where they're answering questions past.
No, I'm not answering.
You know what
questions.
Sucks? Now I want to bring it back to this thing a lot. Like everything that comes up, he's like, anyway, in the news today, Israel. Can Palestine go through?
Can carbonara go through?
No.
Can spaghetti go through?
Yes.
Plain spaghetti?
Yes.
Spaghetti with vodka sauce?
Yes.
Vodka sauce itself?
No.
What?
All right, real quick, gentlemen and ladies, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. We love them. They support everything that we do here at the network, including Skankfest and Carnival of Combat. Well, you guys got to go support Yo Kratom because they are home of the $60 kilo.
Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can go to Yo Kratom, get a $60 kilo. It's the best deal going. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and, you know, they support everything we do here at the network. We can't thank them enough.
Once again, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we?
Wait, am I going bald?
What was it saying?
Now you're good.
Saginaw's. Oh, yeah, my tuna sandwich, dude.
Yeah, okay, yeah, tuna melt.
You'll remember this because we were all so fucked up and it's all so blur.
Does it end with you flying off the handle?
No.
Oh, whoa.
I haven't flown off the handle since the 12th of September.
Wow. Lewis has it like 100 days without incident thing.
No, this is my, I'm whatever day without incident. Well, how many days without incident am I now? Since September 12th. That was my last incident. So,
right after 9/11.
So I almost had an incident today or yesterday. A truck was in front of me. No. I'm about to make the left turn, right? I'm waiting for like the light or whatever. And then there's a giant truck who decides he's behind me. He goes, I'm not even waiting for this guy to make a turn. And he cut in front of me. He like literally just went into the other lane and went in front of me to make the left turn. Then because his truck was too big, he couldn't fit down the street. So I'm behind him now. And now I'm stuck just because he decided that he's just
gonna make it
just for no reason. So I'm like, wrong. I'm like, you motherfucker. I'm like losing it. He's like, and then it's a Puerto Rican guy. So he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, what are you gonna do, motherfucker? And then I'm like screaming. I'm like, no incident.
No incident.
Nice. I was like, what am I doing? I was like, dude, the end result here, the best thing that happens is I fist fight a truck driver.
You end up in court.
Like, there's no upside to anything that's happening at all. There's nothing positive that could come of it.
You and Greg Fitzsimmons know to go to like rehab for that shit.
Yeah, no, I've been to anger management for
and
years.
And you're like, look ahead, there will be a court date.
Yeah.
Or you'll just be late.
My car's going to get impounded. I'm going to fucking get arrested. It's going to be a whole to-do. Hate to-dos.
If there's anything you know about Luis Gomez is that he doesn't make fun of people donating their time.
That's true. I will not do that.
Two, he hates to-dos.
So I get a tuna melt from Saginaw's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I order it on the gluten-free bread.
Just give it to me through the green glass door, please.
I order it on gluten-free bread.
Okay.
And yes.
Wait, question?
Yes, gluten-free bread can go through green glass doors.
Can the Puerto Rican truck driver go through the green glass doors?
No.
Nope.
He's saying no. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Here's my question. Was it served on gluten-free bread?
Initially?
Yeah.
No, I ordered it separately. Now, here's the thing with the gluten-free bread. It looks just like shitty white bread.
Yeah, I've seen it. It was like...
Ew. It just doesn't look great. The sandwich is great, though, and I'm ordering gluten-free. I have a little bit of gluten issue, whatever, right?
Okay.
So I pull this sandwich out in the smoking tent, and it's like 10 comics, 12 comics.
I was there.
Yeah. I think you were there for this, dude. Dude, and it was just for, I'd say, 15 minutes of me trying to eat this sandwich, just 15 comedians... just trashing me. They just, whatever it was, the idea of me having a tuna sandwich on white bread, just they were not having it.
What did they say?
They were just like, what did your fucking mom make you that? For 15 minutes to the point where I couldn't eat it. Like, I kept on like laughing. Everyone kept making fun of me. And I left the tent and I sat outside of it by myself. And I had to finish my sandwich by myself. God, that was maybe one of my highlights of my weekend, was getting made fun of for my tuna sandwich in the smoky tent.
It's funny because that's such an innocuous activity.
It was so dumb, but it was just fucking everybody trashed me. And then Lev was bombing. That was the only saving grace, was Lev. Dude, because Lev's very funny.
He wanted the sandwich.
Lev's very funny, but when Lev starts bombing, he'll just fucking, whatever, he'll just hit a roll where he'll just keep bombing over and over and over again, and it rules.
Yeah.
It was great. Good times, guys. All right, so... Well, did you guys see the new Rick and Morty? I didn't see it yet.
I know the guy who's Rick now.
Really?
His name is Ian Cardone. He was in my college comedy troupe. It's fucking crazy.
That's wild. Well, do you do a Rick?
Yeah, I do like a...
Well, let's hear your Rick and Morty guy.
All right, let me try. Morty, we gotta go to fucking... What's in the green glass doors, Morty?
It's not bad, but it's not good either.
Yeah, I didn't audition for it.
Yeah. Well, do Morty. Maybe your Morty's better.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Look, guys.
That one really hurt. That was brutal.
How, all right, let's switch it up. What if Peter Griffin was here, huh?
What if Peter Griffin were hanging out with Rick? Because your Morty was really bad. Yeah. So
okay,
Peter Griffin
Rick
and
Rick, Peter. Okay.
Yeah.
Rick, we're going to another dimension. I can't fucking believe it. We're going through the green glass doors, Rick. I'm scared. Ah, Peter, you can't go through. I got to go through. I'll go through and put in a little portal, all right? And after that, we're going to go through the green glass doors. Oh, no, but Rick.
Dude, when impressions are bad, they're so painful. Yeah, it's painful. Fucking brutal.
It's like improv of any kind.
I love that Lewis sets me up for something. He's like, no, it's terrible. It's terrible, like, yeah. I didn't ask terrible. To do that. I don't audition for it.
Dude, you know what? It's okay. Just sometimes bomb and accept it. Here's your problem. Yeah. Can I tell you your problem? Because you're very funny. Okay. And Zach, whenever I lie, Zach yawns. Deep and hard. Whenever I lie, Zach is a weird thing where you just fucking just, no, you're very funny.
I'm just tired of his bullshit.
And you've gotten better on all of these shows. You've gotten really good. I think when it doesn't go
well.
That's
so demeaning.
No, it's not. I'm very good at podcasting. I'm one of the best in the world, literally.
You've been around the longest.
Point guard
podcast. But you are, when you bomb, you don't bomb gracefully.
Yeah.
And I think that that's your problem because I'm really good at bombing.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's one of the things. Like, if I say something that's not funny, I don't, like, you wear it on your face. If you say something that's not funny, I watch you shut down for a full minute and get in your head. And it's like the Everybody Hurts music is playing. If you see your fucking face.
I do the same thing. If I get two jokes in a row that aren't good, I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah, dude, you get in your head. You're like, and then you start second guessing whether or not you should take the shot. Me, I just take three more shots.
Right.
If I bomb, I'm like, give me the ball again right now. Come on.
Yeah.
Throw it at the rim.
You just throw it at the coach and the audience.
Give me shit,
stuff.
Dude. You go, fuck, dude. I don't dribble.
Lewis trying to make a coherent joke is like those trick shot videos.
Yeah. Lewis is like, this is MMA now.
Dude, who played the Globetrotters? The Generals?
Oh, yeah, the Washington Generals.
Like, once or twice, they won the game.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep showing up.
Were they supposed to win when that happened? I always wonder that. Or do they say,
fuck it, guys.
Yeah, or they just like, we're fucking sick of, you know what, I'm going to fucking win this time.
Just fuck. Yeah, is there video of the Washington Generals beating the Globetrotters?
Yeah,
I would love to see that.
That'd be the shittiest.
What if this, if you showed up for the Harlem Globetrotters and they lost?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the kids are crying.
Nobody's doing any of the fun shit.
Yeah, it just turns into a regular basketball game that they lose at the end.
Yeah, they're just
getting mad at each other.
It's like,
what the fuck?
That wasn't a foul.
You're going off script. I was going to do the twirly thing.
Yeah, I would just like to see a ref who doesn't know. Like, that's a travel. That's
yeah.
You can't do that.
He thinks it's a real game.
You can't pass to yourself. That's a fucking.
He's like, look, I have money on the Generals.
Isn't that the bit in Little Nicky?
That he just calls real fouls.
The ref is the devil, and it's Dana Carvey, and he starts calling all fouls on the Globetrotters.
That's funny.
So two of those.
You know, that's Tarantino's only acting performance.
Is what?
In Little Nicky, or one of his only acting performances?
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's
he's
not
in
true.
A bunch
he's in Pulp
shit.
Fiction.
Well, it's one of the only movies he's in that he didn't make.
Okay.
I like how you immediately came off your dumb wrong thing.
Yeah.
Too. All right. Like, I mean, it's a.
Look at his face. Look at him shutting down right now. Now he's in his head and he's going to fucking.
Can his second answer there go through the green glass doors?
Wait, what was the second answer?
That he's
it's one of his only performances that he didn't direct.
That Four Rooms, Planet Terror.
One of his only performances that he didn't direct.
Can that answer
go through the green lasers? Yeah. One of his only performances that he did not direct. Cannot go through.
No!
Cannot.
No!
Cannot.
Oh,
Zach
boy.
Amigo cannot go through.
No.
Luis Gomez can go through.
Cannot.
Draymond Green.
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez can.
Cannot.
But Luis.
So ooh, that's a big clue. That's only one letter difference.
Is it syllables?
No, Draymond Green can.
Draymond Green can.
Fuck.
Shannon, go ahead and show your tits.
I think we figured it
Shannon,
out.
Shannon, bring them up. Shannon, bring them up.
You can simply just show your tits. At one point, Shannon would just get close. Because we've been breaking her down for years.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten very close. Shannon, when I was single the most recent time, like, I really almost convinced Shannon to just take, like, a romantic trip with me and just bang me the whole time.
Wow.
And it was just for the trip. She was like, I could use a vacation. Fine. I guess maybe.
She was about to talk to me, like, four times.
Well, that was, I think, was it? What do you say, Shannon? We'd have sex once per day when we took our romantic vacation? And that's what you were willing to do?
I don't know that I was willing to
do that. You were almost willing.
That was the negotiation on the table.
I'm very good at reading people.
Yeah.
In a very serious way, she was considering.
You've been saying that for 8 years.
I know, and I've been whittling you down.
Eventually.
Slowly but surely.
Harris whittling.
Isn't it great when you get a woman that you really nagged to finally like
on that? Okay. Come on.
That used to be my thing was to not accept no for an answer.
And then they change the rules around you.
That's a cool thing to have.
But that was it was sexy. Yeah. Dude, these gals loved it. Dude, I'm telling you right now, there'd be girls that'd be like, ew, I would never in a million years. And be like, I'm going, that's the girl. Mm-hmm. I will hook up with her one day. And then just slowly but surely, I was like, I'm going to make her like me. I can name like five different gals where that was where they hated me when they met me.
I'll take like a little bit of non-curdled cream in it. It'd be great. There's a curdled one that's in the fridge for the last couple of years, and not use that one, please.
Yeah. Curdled cream cannot go through.
Can fresh cream go through?
Nope.
Can oat milk?
Nope.
Can almond milk?
Nope.
Can a glass of almond milk go through?
Yes.
1%?
Hold on. That's a huge clue. Almond milk cannot go through. A glass of almond milk can. That's a humongous clue.
Can I be fair, though?
Yeah.
Really, anything made of glass can go through the green glass doors. I mean, they are green glass doors.
Oh. So, because my bones are made of glass, that's what makes me able to go through.
Your bones.
Because I shatter easily. Can Mr. Glass from the universe
yes.
Can go through it. Yeah, oh, can Bruce Willis go through in that?
Yeah.
Can Bruce Willis in real life go through?
Yeah.
Incorrect. He can barely walk.
I like how Ari spun it around.
Can I hear the new Rick and Morty? Let me hear if I hear a difference in the new Rick and Morty actor. He must have nailed it, right?
So apparently they went through thousands.
Why did they get rid of him?
He was doing like
Justin Roiland threesome, and there was like allegations of this and this have been disproven. I was like, whoa,
it was they dismissed everything, and then let me ask you guys a question: does his name still come up as created by Justin Roiland at the opening credits?
They got rid of that.
They got rid of that. Yeah. Ooh, that would grind my gears.
But they're paying him. He probably said, "What can I do so I can still get paid? You're not doing the show without me." Yeah. So, which I didn't do for
I think he's still getting paid.
Oh, he's like, definitely still getting paid.
That's honestly nice.
Dude, that's the best part of all is if you and then you still get paid.
Yeah, that's
what Roseanne. Like, you got to go off your show. She goes, you know, I'm still the creator of the show. Yeah, I'm still, the most money.
Yeah.
It's not in acting.
Yeah, he doesn't have to work anymore, basically. And he gets Rick and Morty money.
Let me hear the voice.
Wait. Let me get my headphones on. Can these headphones go through the green glass door? Can a glass of headphones go through the glass door?
Yes.
Okay.
In the kitchen trash. Well, I don't like your unemployed jeans and my grandchildren's
This is old?
Cherry.
Yes. I was wondering if you could help me out this with a new. Bit of a rake situation.
A rake situation?
Same.
Let's do this. I have English homework. What do you say, Rick? To fly through space? Come upon something? Maybe I have a moral objection?
Fine. No effect.
We're back, baby. You s***ed on my toilet because you don't know your place. And your place is nothing. So next time you stumble onto a toilet that feels too good for your ass, trust me,
old voice.
It is. Hey, look, Morty, I'm a leg.
Yeah.
A leg.
It does
Morty.
Sound a little different.
A little different.
Once
but
I close my eyes,
a little different, but not enough where I'm like, this ruins it.
No, it would never ruin it. Honestly, you probably see development in voice actors more from season one of The Simpsons to now. Yeah. Like, you'll probably see a bigger difference in how their voice sounds, right?
They sound very different.
Yeah. So I started watching The Simpsons with James. We're watching all the Halloween.
Oh, this is so good.
Treehouse of Horror. Great, dude. It really is. And they used to be so edgy and awesome.
They really did.
Yeah.
Dude, he said Mr. Burns shows up as a vampire.
Yeah.
And he was like, nice hair, queer.
Well, all the Smithers
just calls him a queer.
Yeah.
All
right, sir.
I don't know. You would think you could just get so people can do dead on Bart Simpsons now.
Yeah.
So it's like, just get somebody to do dead on.
They're great. I heard that it just wasn't funny. I haven't watched it. I would love to watch it. But to be honest with you, I would say only one out of like six Rick and Mortys are like laugh out loud really funny.
They're all just cool.
They're all cool. They're all very smart. Actually, I watch it with my son
because
they curse and there's like a little bit of like sexuality and shit. But honestly, it's really smart writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really like, it's just not really, I don't think it's that bad. Like, there's nothing that happens in it where I'm going like, you can see cartoon violence. Who really gives a shit? It's just, you know.
It's just the swearing. Yeah.
But yeah, I would say I don't think Rick and Morty, I think their other show is a better show. Solar Opposites is actually, in my opinion, a better show overall.
I don't know that one.
I think Rick and Morty, the first three seasons were really good.
That's great.
And then they kind of like, I guess those are the ones that he was involved in, Justin Roiland, and then he like stopped being a part of the show.
I wonder what really soured him, where he's like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, what makes a guy do that?
I heard that Dan Harmon brought in a ton of new writers.
Oh, that's right. And he was like, what the fuck? It was just our show together.
Yeah, Dan Harmon's like, hey, I brought in a bunch of Harvard guys. He's like, I just want to ride a car and, you know, draw dicks or whatever, you know. And so then he just went home and like...
Did you just try to do a half Rick, half Morty impression?
I was actually trying to do Justin Roiland. I was trying to do a Justin Roiland impression because I know his voice. Yeah, I know what he sounds like.
Yeah, I could see that being annoying where it's like, it was just us. Who the fuck are these Harvard people? And then he was like, you hired a chick? All we do is fart and stuff.
Yeah.
In the writer's room.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, because the whole thing was like, yeah, he was like a really immature sense of humor. And Dan Harmon was like, yeah, he just like hired a bunch of like...
He's like, well, I've done Parks and Rec. Like,
chicks would fucking ruin it. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why, by the way, that's why all the writers' rooms were dudes. It wasn't because dudes were even funnier or better writers, which they were, but it was because they were funnier to be around.
That's fun to be around.
Like, you're like, when, and I could only imagine it's like a, like, just some fucking, a Comedy Central writer room today, just some fucking uppity twat with glasses.
Making it unfun.
Yeah. Just, and you have to like worry about what you're going to say. If you say something a little bit off, like cuff, you're like, is this,
why is that
like,
funny?
Like, no, this is a writer's room. We're trying to literally, this is like with podcasting. Podcasting, the reason it works is like we have this little note, right? I've addressed these notes twice, three times, maybe throughout the show, right? Yeah. This is just like sort of like something that
keep you guided.
Right.
Keep us guided. But it's, let's just be as off the cuff and as funny as possible. And maybe some of us are going to say some shit that's not funny. Maybe some of us are going to say shit that's really, really funny, but we're going to experiment and we're going to just throw stuff out and see what's funny, see what sticks. And it's kind of, honestly, a podcast in this capacity, the way we do it, it's actually a similar vibe to how our writer's room should be, right? You're like, all right, well, this is going to be what we're going to write about, and let's just throw shit out.
And then
and
one
if
day
somebody fails and fucks up and says something that's offensive, even to you personally...
You might have gotten us to another place, so it's good.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's literally what good comedy is. Yeah. When you hear people talk about comedy being like jazz music... That's the comparison that they're making. They're talking about having it just sort of go anywhere and you can improvise and be in a place where you would never be because you're sitting in a room with two or three other people that think very, very differently and you're all drawing each other into different directions. And that's what is what it used. It's why we all got into comedy. It's why we all wanted to be writers. It's why we all wanted to get into podcasting. And that's slowly is surely dying. But... You know,
well, you just want to be feel free to like throw shit out too. Ultimately,
yeah. You want to feel free to fail. You want to go like, oh, dude, in order to come up with great comedy, you have to fail. And in order to fail, especially with like edgy shit, sometimes you're gonna fucking hurt somebody's feelings. You might say some shit that legitimately fucking bothers somebody.
Mm-hmm. I have Ian.
You have Ian.
Do
please,
I put him
please,
through?
Put him through, please.
1 second.
Is this fake?
Hey, Lewis.
Ian, Ari Shaffir here. You're in trouble. Here.
Ian?
Yes.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Lewis. How are you?
I'm just wondering why you would fucking steal our mind melt bit and use it on your fucking podcast, even though it's something that we originated right here on the Real Ass Podcast. And then throw it out as a clip to rub salt in the wound.
It's one of the best places to rub salt.
I'm glad you brought this up because in your drug-addicted, weed-addled mind, you think you came up with it on Real Ass Podcast, when in fact, it's actually an improv game that you do not own, I do not own, and anyone can do it.
You're right.
Matter of fact,
you're right. It is an improv game that I did on my podcast for years as a bit, that you've done on my podcast for years as a bit, and you decided, hey, is now going to be an improv game that I do on my podcast.
The
Joke
very
thief.
First time I ever remember you doing my meld was with me on the podcast.
It wasn't.
You fucking turtle.
Joke
yes.
thief.
Yes. Go back to the tapes. Joke Go thief. Back to the tapes. I did my meld on the podcast first, and even if I didn't, there is no fucking way I would ever steal from you. The only thing I would ever want to steal from you is your fucking credit card number so I could go to Jamaica with my staff.
Transgendered boyfriend. Say it. You can say it. It's okay.
You can say it. It's a safe space.
The only thing I would ever steal from the gas
Joe DeRosa
is Joe DeRosa's Riz.
I forgot Ian was on Bye Guys. So he took that universe and kept it going.
He just stole.
But
he stole.
From his own podcast here at Bye Guys.
Well, no. Zach
I
and Ian
did
stole.
Mind Meld first with you guys.
You didn't do it first with us.
We did Mind Meld first.
Shannon, I've been doing Mind Meld on this podcast before I knew you, you fucking AIDS-ridden bitch.
You were not doing Mind Meld back in the Lower East Side studio. You were full of shit.
Lower East Side studio?
Is that this?
Ralph's I remember place. Doing Mind Meld on rap.
Shannon, by the way, now you know what I got to do?
And then I did it
now
on my
Shannon
podcast.
Has to go and listen to every Real Ass podcast from the beginning and figure out when we first fucking did Mind Meld.
Look
what you just did.
She's got a lot of time commuting to fucking Staten Island.
Ian Menstelia.
Ooh.
Ian Menstelia.
Lewis, I'm going to steal your soul because
it's steal and fight ends.
It's steal and fight ends.
Yeah, there you go.
Steal and fight ends.
Steal. It still needs work. Something better than both.
Steal it. Hashtag steal and fight ends, folks.
We could workshop it.
All right, what if we mind meld the new name for Ian right now?
Can Ian fight ends go through the
3, 2, 1.
Jerry mind meld.
Let's see if we can mind meld over the phone. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, one, ready? One,
two,
three.
One, two, three.
Pussy.
He had pretty good answers for your
allegations. I like that he talked like an evil villain too. Yeah. When he was
no,
like
he likes stealing. He doesn't care. But that's the thing. See how he like this is the you need
see
to learn from that. So you bomb a joke,
run.
You get in your head, and you're like, you know,
yeah.
You turn into a little naked boy who just wants his mom to hug him. Ian
nice.
Is a fucking joke thief. Gets called out on it in front of thousands of people live. He doesn't even blink. He doesn't care, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm a thief. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need some Ian energy for sure.
Rules.
He's calling back. Should I just ignore it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
he's banned from the studio for 30 days.
Let him hang out with Paco.
Fucking asshole. Thief. Thieving bitch.
Thieving finance.
Okay. Thieving finance.
He's on fire.
You redeemed yourself.
Yeah, we're
redeemed.
Back.
Thieving finance. That's the name of this episode. That Thieving is the finance. We're hashtagging
we
it. Ooh,
we got there.
Finance.
We got
good.
That's what a writer's room is all about.
That's a writer's room. We just writer's room.
Yeah. Lewis got us an idea. Zach made it better. Goodman finished it off.
There we go. I love finishing it off, Ian.
Yeah. Now go do improper things to Shannon, and we'll replace you on the show.
Yes. All right. So let's see this last one. Fans can vote in a toy to the Toy Hall of Fame from the Forgotten Five. Ooh.
Can the Baseball Hall of Fame get through the Green Glove?
Yes.
In Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Can Donald Trump?
No.
I mean, the fact that he slows down and thinks about it.
Yeah. What tripped him up about Trump there?
Okay.
First of all, I didn't even know there was a Toy Hall of Fame. What would be in your Toy Hall of Fame? You can one toy you could from your childhood that you could put into the Toy Hall of Fame.
There's this thing that looks like a Rubik's Cube, but you could unfold it all the way to a snake, and then it's like it goes like this, and you can like make it go over.
And you just love that toy.
Describing it. Or the Coleco football game, two headed or single. With just dashes. You just run the dash and comes to the other side.
I never got it. My mom would give me those.
No, that's in the same universe though. It's pretty close.
I know what you're talking about. I never had it.
Like pretty much a square and then it folds all the way out.
What would be in your Toy Hall of Fame? It's really essentially
Stretcher Man.
Your favorite toy?
What, I really like Mousetrap.
Was that a knockoff
Stretcher Man?
Stretch Armstrong?
Stretch Armstrong, yeah.
Stretcher
Man.
Stretcher Man.
Grow Man.
What would you say would be in your Toy Hall of Fame?
I really like Mousetrap. That was a game.
Does a game count as a toy?
I was thinking Mighty Max too, but similar-ish.
What was that? What about you?
Does a frisbee count?
Oh yeah, frisbee would jump in there.
They only give Zach frisbee. Dog toys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great
frisbee
one.
Or
it's a squeaky mouse.
Wrestling buddies.
Wrestling buddies would be great.
Rock'em,
Sock'em. You know what I would say should be in the Toy Hall of Fame that I don't even know what these are?
That's a segment. Sure, absolutely.
They were little skin-colored, like, monster guys.
Oh, muscle.
I know what you're talking about.
Whatever they were.
Yeah, M-U-S-C-L-E.
Yeah, and they were fucking super cool. Those guys.
I like those.
I dug the wrestlers that you could put on your thumb.
Thumb wrestlers.
Wacky wall crawlers from McDonald's.
Yeah, these are all are these classic toys.
Yeah,
like a classic toy is like a
G.I. Joe
Toy Hall of Fame. Yeah,
well, obviously
sure.
G.I. Joe's in the Toy Hall of Fame.
I think Frisbee's probably in there too, right?
Frisbee's got to be in there.
I would love to go to the Toy Hall of Fame.
I want to see what they picked. Yeah.
I would love. Well, so I guess there's five forgotten toys
we're gonna choose
one to go in.
Mine would be the Ninja Turtles vans that shot the pizzas.
That's fun. Yeah, those were fun.
Those were good.
I'm trying to remember, what was the fucking toy? I didn't have a lot of toys. I really didn't. I had like, I never had sets. I had a G.I. Joe.
I had Mario.
I had like two wrestlers. I had one Transformer. And then I'd create my own universe where these guys all would like just be.
How about something for a Hall of Fame for like poor Puerto Ricans were just empty box.
A can. Yeah. Like for kids.
A switchblade.
Box of someone else's goods. You know what I saw? Oh, that's a good one. You know what I saw the other day that I loved is the black kid getting a fake Xbox for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't see
that. He's so stoked. It's like the original grip prank. He's like, nah, reacts like you want him to, and then he opens it up, it's just laundry. And they're like, what'd you think? You know we can't afford an Xbox. And
that's brutal. Like, now that's a small evil.
And he's just trying not to cry.
I did that to my brother-in-law a few years ago. I bought myself an Xbox, and then we put socks and shit in the box
and gave it to him
on Christmas.
Wow. How do you react?
Poorly.
Poorly. Yeah, no one's
he did not think
well.
It was funny.
Oh, no.
Shannon, what are these
forgotten five?
So the first one is the Fisher-Price Corn Popper.
Wait, say again?
Fisher-Price Corn Popper, which if you share this, it's like this little toddler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course, my son had that. I would say that should be in the toy hall of fame.
Oh, wait. That toy popper can go through the green glass doors.
Yeah.
Next is My Little Pony.
My Little Pony?
Yep.
I don't know if it can go through.
Can go through the green glass doors. My Little Pony's not in the toy hall of fame.
No.
Is that Chrissy Mayer's kid?
She's pregnant.
Is she really?
Yeah.
With Glenn Greenwald's baby?
Glenn Greenwald can go through the green glass doors.
That pogo stick?
Pogo stick. These are all great toys. These it should be in toys. The toy hall
I
of
mean,
fame.
There should be a lot of shit in there. Can you play with stuff in the toy hall of fame?
I mean,
is Frisbee.
It should be pogo stick. That's like the most, that's a very iconic toy, I feel like.
How about tire that you push down with a stick? Push down the road with a stick while you're wearing
ball in a cup.
Shorts and a button up shirt.
Nah. Pez.
What about a ball hanging from a string that's on a pole and you spin it around the thing?
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
that thing is.
Pez shouldn't be in there. That's not a toy. That's a
Pez
candy.
Pez is candy. Well, candy slash toy.
Nah, fuck that.
Entrance. Nobody plays with their Pez dispensers.
Exactly.
You make them talk to each other.
Pez dispenser should not be. And then Optimus Prime.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Definitely should be.
But the original Optimus Prime, is that what that is?
It just says Transformers in general.
Just in general?
These are under consideration.
I'm going to say, all right, Toy Hall of Fame, out of all of these, if we're just going classic.
Corn Popper. Of all those. Corn Popper.
It is the first toy. It is almost like everyone's first toy.
I didn't know anybody who had a legitimate
my
pogo
son loved
stick.
It. My son
but
loved
everybody
it.
Had the corn.
And pop. You're right. There was one pogo stick that was from 1978 that somebody had that we all tried. It was squeaky and rusty.
Oh, cool. I'm done.
It sucked.
It's also kind of
they came up with pogo ball. We were like, better toy. Beat it, pogo stick.
Yeah. How about the thing you hold in between your legs and you hop from thing to
that
thing?
That was in that. It was in
Hippity Hop.
Hippity Hop.
There was a movie with Jennifer. What's her name?
Lawrence.
Jennifer Tilly.
No. From
Jennifer maybe Coolidge.
No, it was, she was in
Jennifer Grey.
Alba.
No. It's Jessica. She was in Labyrinth. That girl.
Connolly.
I had such a crush on Jennifer Connolly.
She's hot.
And there was a movie where they get locked in a department store overnight.
Department store. And she goes.
And she's bouncing around on the thing. And
goes,
I remember
I was
just
all
being
sweaty,
a kid.
If I was all sweaty, would you still want to hook up with me or sleep with me? And he goes, if you were covered in spiders, I'd want to hook up with you.
Yeah. She was so hot in that movie, hot. Dude. She Boogie was nights. Something about her, dude. Wow. Wow, Jennifer Connolly.
You're doing great.
Well. Look, I just say you have to almost go with the classic. I think I agree with the popper. Even though My Little Pony is a true classic.
Yeah.
Where is the Toy Hall of Fame, Shannon?
Hold on one second.
Is it a real place?
I lost that page. I don't think so, but hold on.
Shannon, where is just an idea. Santa's workshop? Please tell
it's
me.
It's a new segment, Toy or Noi.
Oh, it's in Rochester, New York.
Let's go. How fun
would
that be? That's so fun.
Where is it? Where
Rochester,
is it?
Rochester, New York. Next time I do a show in Rochester, I'm definitely going.
Yeah. What
That's
else
so
is there
fun.
To do there?
Can we see? I got to go right now, Shannon, but can we see a real quick video on what the Toy Hall of Fame looks like?
We should all just go do a show on a Monday, pay for the fucking trip up there.
Yeah.
Drive up to Rochester.
Maybe wait till it's snowing and go skiing. Nice. Skiing trip, show, Toy Hall of Fame.
Skiing now.
I love skiing. My knees are better.
That's important.
Yeah. All right. We got to run.
Yeah, all the videos are just showing the inductions of all the toys.
All right, you guys are the best. Love you guys. We're going to wrap it up. We'll be back on Friday with another great episode, and we'll be in England next week. We got some shows planned, so we'll be back, boys. Don't worry. Peace.
That's all, folks.